morning. This is Tuesday, September 25th. We are going to start out with the City Council Audit Committee meeting. And we'll call that to order. Present today is Matthew Brower, City Manager, Jay Musley, Councilman, John McLeod, Councilman, Mayor Kent Nguyen, myself, Daniel Owen, Councilman. Absent today is Mary Sue Ridge. I will turn it over to Mr. Brower.
Thank you, Council President. The first item on the agenda today is to convene the City Council Audit Committee. And John, do we have to have a special convening by the council?
Just convening, as Ms. Heimbach did. We just need to vote on the minutes.
Okay. With that, I'll turn the time over to our Chief Financial Officer, John Legge, to do the overview.
Okay.
Ms. Heimbach, would you like to go through the first agenda item and pass the...
Sure. It's approval of the March 27th Audit Committee meeting minutes. Do we have a copy of the minutes up here?
They were given
to us on Friday.
Yes,
I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Owen and a second by Mr. McLeod. Do we take... And just call the roll.
Mr. Owen?
Aye.
Mr. McLeod?
Aye.
Mr. Musley?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbach?
Aye. Item 3B is Fiscal Year 2011 Management Letter Comments Update.
Thank you, Madam President. For this quarterly audit committee, staff is going to provide two very short presentations. The first presentation will be provided by Mary Ann Davis, and it will provide the progress of the external auditor's management letter comments. As you know, Mark White came and provided, at that March 27th meeting, provided the 2011 financial reports, and we'll provide an update on that. In addition to that, the second short presentation will be made by Ms. Cindy Kelly, and we're going to discuss some financial reports. Purvis Gray and Company noted in their report that the city had no findings that reached the level of a significant deficiency or material weakness. And if I can, for council's edification, I'd like to just read from their audit report what a significant deficiency and a material weakness is. A significant deficiency in internal controls exists when the design or operation of a control does not allow management or employees in the normal course of performing their assigned functions to prevent or detect and correct misstatements on a timely basis. A material weakness is a deficiency or a combination of deficiencies in internal controls, such that there are a reasonable possibility that a material misstatement of the entity's financial statements will not be prevented, detected, or corrected on a timely basis. As I said, happy to let you know that we did not have any of those material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in our last audit report. However, Purvis Gray did provide management with several management letter comments. And management letter comments are made by the auditor on certain issues that, if not addressed, could be a possible significant deficiency or a material weakness in subsequent future audit reports. So we'd like to provide an update, and at this time I'd like to ask Ms. Mary Ann Davis, our controller, to come forward and walk us through that presentation.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. After the fiscal year 11 audit, we had 11 comments. Five of those we have taken action on, so they should not be repeated. And six, we have progress made. Hopefully they may be repeated. Some of them may not. It just depends on the auditor's call. I'm briefly going to go through each one to let you know the progress made or the action taken. And the goal with these are always to try to have the comments corrected by the end of the year. The first comment is on the Crystal River 3 nuclear decommissioning. This is an ongoing comment. It's been in the past couple of audits. There was a meeting on 9/19. And not much has changed in this area, so I expect this comment to be continued in fiscal year 12's audit. The airport had some issues with the leases and the commission revenues. The leases are going to be put into the contract manager module in Eden so that the renewals will be automatic. This should solve most of the issues. And this process is just starting, so I do expect this comment to be carried forward. The third comment is action taken. This one's going to go away. This is the card issues. We have a new P-card policy, and the staff is now, the P cards are now being handled by the Budget and Finance Department, and the receipts are also coming to Finance for review. So I don't expect this comment to be repeated next year.
Can I just stop you for a minute? Is there ongoing sort of spot auditing that goes on with the P card usage and?
Yes, ma'am. On a monthly basis, I flip through all the P card receipts. As we said, we're keeping them in Budget Finance now. I flip them as a courtesy and make sure that we're not spending. You know, I don't look at every transaction, but I do a courtesy look at every transaction that goes through.
Do you ever just pull out a handful of them and go through and?
Well, yes, ma'am. I see something in there that a payee or a vendor that you know just kind of puts up a red flag, I will sit and look through that very thoroughly.
But I guess what I'm asking is just sort of random, pull out some random cards and make sure that all the policies are being, are we doing anything like that? Just checking to make sure that the policies are being followed just as a random?
Yes, I can speak to that. I actually do that. I do different cross sections with the P card transactions. I run them by commodity type, by user, by department. And so each month I do a different review against the policy to make sure that we don't have anything out of compliance.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a quick question on the contract renewals in Eden. I mean, are there situations where contracts need to come back to council to be reviewed as opposed to just automatically being renewed?
Are we talking about the airport?
Yes,
we've contracts in general.
Well, contracts in general do. The ones that are specifically talked about here are some of the leases out at the airport, the T-hangers and those types. And what happens now is in the contract module, we're able to put an end date for that contract that expires. And we can generate reports on expired contracts, and we go back and renew those leases.
All contracts, right?
Yes, all contracts are in that. And those will come back to council based on whether it needs to be a renewal. There's needs to go out for RFP, needs a bid process.
Yeah, like if it's at the end of a five-year contract and it's a every year renewal, maybe we don't want to continue to renew it.
Right, Eden will make us aware that contract has expired, and then on a case-by-case basis, depending on the nature of those.
Okay, here's a question I was trying to find out to do with Eden. When we changed from the AS400 to the Eden, we lost a tremendous amount of information. Have we looked at how much information that we lost during that transition?
Could you give me a specific of the information? Because we still go into the AS400 now and pull out payroll information for pensions and that type of information. So
right.
We still have access to that information now. I think only the information came over from 2003. Were brought over into the Eden software, and we still have access to the AS400 at this time.
So it only came from 2003?
2003, 2004 time frame.
Okay, so but when we transitioned from the AS400 to the Eden, we lost a lot of information when we did that. Do we know all the information we lost, or is that just
I wouldn't say we lost it. There was some that wasn't transferred over into the Eden system, but we still have access to the AS400.
Can you pull your microphone up just a little bit?
Yeah, we did not lose that information. It was not transferred over into the Eden software, but we have access to the
AS400. Somewhere in the AS400?
Yes.
So you're saying we did not lose any information?
We did not lose it.
Okay, all right. I was told differently, but okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Thank you. And we'll just continue.
Next comment had to do with pension plans. I don't have a whole lot to say about that. That's a ongoing comment until there's some kind of resolution. Bulk power cost adjustment. In May, we did an analysis, and it appeared the city was on track to lower the over-collected balances. They've adjusted the power cost adjustment rates, and at August 31, the over-recovery was down to $5.2 million. Prior year was $20.5 million, with $11 million of that going to the rate stabilization fund, which is currently at $32 million. I do not expect this to be repeated next year. Financial condition assessment. An analysis was done at the end of May that showed an estimated $4 million deficit, but we didn't take into account a majority of the revenues that were going to be collected in June through September. Base rate went into effect June 1st to address the auditor's concerns, which should offset most of this deficit position, so I expect it to be significantly less at the end of fiscal year 11, 12. I'm confused which year I'm in. All right, building department, this is in process. Most of this has been taken care of. They're still working on creating a tracking method to track the escrow accounts. So this comment will probably be, some of it will be repeated next year. Golf inventory comment, we began doing physical inventories at after June 30. We're getting ready to do another one at the end of the day, September 30th, and this issue should be resolved, and we'll continue doing quarterly inventories when Billy Casper takes over. Utility billing and work orders. The new software for customer service has changed from October go live to December 2012. This will fall into the fiscal year 13 audit and not this year that's coming up. Finance has been involved in this process as well as the internal auditor. The work order system went live in April. We do have some issues with that, but I expect that they'll be resolved before the auditors get here for the audit. So this comment will probably be repeated as just for the customer service software. Okay. The grant comments, these should go away. There were multiple comments back in fiscal year 10, and they've all been taken care of. So these should disappear. Fixed assets. We've gone through all the fixed assets and reviewed them to make sure that depreciation is being calculated correctly. We're also doing physical inventories on the fixed assets, so this comment also should disappear. That wraps it up, unless there's any questions.
Are there any questions for Mary Ann? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We will move to item 3C, financial reports.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to ask Ms. Cindy Kelly, Deputy Director of Budget Finance, to come forward. As Ms. Heimbach knows, she's been working with Cindy over the last 6 months or so, trying to develop a good report that council can look at on a monthly basis. As you know, we currently close out monthly by the 15th of the month. We'd like for you to take a look at those reports, provide any feedback, but it's our intent that after we close out on the 15th, that we'll run these reports. We'll include it on the last meetings of the month's agenda as an informational item so that you'll have the information. These will be more budget to actual reports, but it'll give you a big overview of where we are in trying to achieve that goal of balancing our revenues to expenditures. So.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy Kelly, Deputy Director. As Mr. Legge indicated, you guys have copies of the reports at your desk, and they were also sent to you. You'll see one report is the summary report, which is at the fund level. You have a sample of the general fund. Basically, we'll have the amended budget, the year-to-date actuals, and then what the difference is. And we plan to provide you this on a monthly report for all of the major funds. And then you also have a detail report, which will be provided for the general fund. The general fund would be the only fund that has multiple departments that reside in it, which is why we'll do a detail report for the general fund. And that will be rolled up at the department level. We're trying to provide council with adequate information to understand where the city is on a month-to-month basis without necessarily having you to be down in the weeds. Right. So if council is good with this format, we will start providing this to you on a monthly basis.
Would like to add, you know, this can be taken as a work in progress. If there's something that you want to see that's additional to this, just let us know, and we'll include that in the monthly reports.
And we're also working on a report for council related to the capital projects as well, so that you can see where we are in relation to completion of capital projects. And if you have questions or changes to the report or anything you want to see, you can always communicate those directly to me, and we can.
So what we're going to get monthly is this one, general fund?
Both reports.
Both reports.
For the general fund, you will get both reports. For the other major funds, you'll just get the summary report.
Okay.
Because in the other funds, it's just that particular department that resides within the fund.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
Just a matter of readability.
Yeah.
The grayed-out areas here.
Yeah, you can't read.
Barely read them. So I'm assuming you probably, when they were printed, they're probably in color or something else.
Yes, yeah.
Print them on black and white printer.
When they're in your agenda packet, they'll look different.
Okay.
56-year-old eyes can't read.
Neither can 45-year-old eyes. But, yeah. And I just, I appreciate it, your work on it. The reason that I wanted to get this was that it seemed like it, to me anyway, that, you know, we do the budget and then we don't get sort of monthly or quarterly or updates as to, you know, how much have we spent out of what, are the revenues coming in the way we anticipated, you know, sort of a big picture of where we are. And I think this does a good job of doing that.
Correct.
I appreciate
and in
it.
The beginning, the first few reports, I can speak to them as we put them out, because a lot of our revenues do not come in necessarily on a monthly basis the way that we budget them. For example, most of our state revenues are typically 2 months in arrears. So you would see a report at the beginning of a fiscal year and see no revenue, and that doesn't mean something has gone wrong. We would not expect revenue. Property taxes the same way. People are not paying their property tax bill in October, November, typically in December. We'll start seeing those flows come in.
Okay.
So we'll speak to some of those different ones in the particular fund so that council gains an understanding of when our revenues are expected and whether or not it's an issue. And at any time that we have a problem where we anticipated revenues that are not coming in on time, we will specifically highlight those on the report and point those out in a narrative.
Okay. Anybody else have anything? Thank you very much.
That concludes our presentation. If there's any questions, are there any other business, we'd be happy to discuss.
Is there any other business or questions for the audit, the staff, while we are in the audit committee meeting?
Just a quick comment. This is very helpful. I appreciate the work you guys are doing.
Thank you very much. And we are adjourning the audit committee meeting. We are going to go into a work session. This is a city council work session. We need to change the. Okay.
Hold on.
We're going to take a brief intermission.